I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Hey, everybody. This is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, here's what I want to talk to you about, Heaton. I want to talk about karma.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I was going back and forth if I really wanted to talk to you about this, because I do feel like a lot of what we've covered in past episodes, especially in the ones where we talked about personal brand and reputation, those are two that stand out to me. I think to a lot of degrees, it boils down to the advice that we have to give to people is like, just be a good fucking human and do to others as you want to be and done to, and be helpful and don't be an asshole and all that. Like, I think that that's kind of, a lot of what we propose to people and preach and teach. And I think that maybe we're going to talk a lot about that, but I want to give you the example of why I wanted to talk about you about this and see where it goes, right? Because we might go totally different with it. There's two things that happened in the last 3 days that made me think about karma. One, I'm a partner in a small fund. I make a little bit of investments, started doing this year. And there was one company that I really liked and really wanted to make an investment in. And then the 11th hour, just before deciding to write a check, I thought, wait a second, I know some people that might know some people that might know these guys. Let me reach out and do the back channel, a reference check and see if I learn anything before I finally pull the trigger. And one of these people, basically, I didn't know this, but one of these guys that I thought might know somebody that might know somebody that might know them. No, that guy had invested in them, in one of the founders 10 years ago in another startup. And he was like, just call me and let's talk. And when I called him, basically boiled down to saying, yeah, this kid is a good entrepreneur, but he's really unethical. And here's the four things that he did that fucked me over as an investor, so I wouldn't do business with this kid anymore. And that was basically, me. I had to tell those guys, hey, I'm pulling out of the deal. I'm not interested. They asked why, and I said, I can't really go into too much detail. I really like you, but overall, I asked around, and some of the things that I was hearing about from people was not that positive. So it is what it is. And it made me think about this karma thing, and it made me think that many investors would have not told them that they heard some bad things. They would have just said, I changed my mind, right? And you never know that the reason this deal didn't happen is that you have a bad reputation or they fucked somebody and karma is biting you in the ass. The other thing, though, which is the real reason why I wanted to talk to you about this, is that some asshole, I'll tell you after we're recording who this is, some asshole dude that's in our space that I've known for a while and has been annoying me for a while, because he's just a douche. He did something that's not correct. He published something about us a while back that's just not accurate. So I had somebody on my team ping his team and go, hey, could you guys change these facts or take them off this page, because it's just not accurate? And the team member sent me the interaction with him. And it was like the douchiest chat interaction ever, where that guy basically was like, no, fuck you guys. You would have to prove to me with bank account statements and with this and that information that this isn't accurate. And I put a lot of effort, time, and energy in creating this, and I'm not changing my mind about it. And then the team member was basically asking me, what should I do now? And I was like, just let it go. Just let it go, because it's not important enough. Nobody really cares. Nobody goes to this page. It hasn't hurt us. I just saw it randomly and thought it's not accurate, so let's change it. Well, let's just forget about it. It's not worth the fight or the effort. But internally, I'm like, I'm going to, at some point, sooner or later, there's going to be a chance where I could either help that guy or I could fuck that guy over. And I'm going to fuck that guy over with pleasure. And I don't even have a list of people that I want to do bad things to, right? It's not even in my nature to be angry at some stranger. But that guy really pissed me off, and his attitude. I was like, dude, karma is going to fuck you over one day or another because you're building a bad reputation. So this is my rant on karma. And I think I might even be curious, or one thing that I've been thinking about is like the invisibleness of karma. Like it's going to fuck you over, but you're probably not going to even know that it was karma that happened. Like some person's not responding to you, and you don't know that the reason for that is that that person heard something bad about you. Like, it's that type of a thing where, you know, you do bad things to people, it creates a reputation, creates a footprint in the universe, and then bad things come back to you, and you're not even aware that of the cause and effect. Anyways, end of my ramble. I'm dying to get your first response and see where this goes.
Yeah, karma. So I grew up with the concept of karma since I was a kid. It's part of the religion I grew up in. And that's Jainism, which is an offshoot of like Hinduism or Buddhism. It's like right in the middle. So karma is like near and dear to my heart in terms of something I was taught growing up. So when there was a struggle in my family's life, my dad would eventually, you know, he would talk about it. He'd, you know, think of ways to get through it or whatever. But at the end of the day, he'd just be like, it's my karma. I got to deal with it. So that, I think that's the perspective I grew up with karma, which is like, whatever's going on, you know, good, bad, it's your karma. And then you're here to deal with it. And that sort of was a way to help you feel okay about bad times, or okay if even someone else is doing something to you that you can't process, or it doesn't make sense, or, you know, they're being negative or bad, or, you know, like in your situation, the guy just seems like he's not amicable in any way, and that kind of sucks. And, you know, you're upset. I think it's his karma in a way to be that person. Your karma in a way to deal with that. And then now what do you do? Right. And I think the part of now, what do you do, is what gets really interesting when it comes to karma. So you seem upset. I get it. I actually can probably guess who it is. So that's cool. But it doesn't matter. And I've had people do similar things to me, whether it's that or even worse. And I actually asked my dad, because he's a karma expert to me, at least. And I'm like, okay, this guy did this to me, and I think he screwed me over, and it was a business thing, and I just can't get over it. That's usually what happens. He's like, just doing no business with the guy. I was like, oh, you're right. like you can be friendly with him if you want, because I know you want to be nice to him, but like, don't do business with the guy. He screwed you over. I was like, okay. My dad could take his own advice, by the way, sometimes.
Couldn't we all?
Exactly. And, you know, for a while it was the thoughts that you have, right? Which is like, how can I screw the guy over and all that? But, you know, honestly, like, it's like, you know, this rule, this karma thing, you know, is the same as, to me, is the same as the golden rule, right? And that rule is basically do unto others do unto others, as you would have them do unto you. And I think that in a way, that rule is very dangerous, because if you have a reaction like you're having, and then you decide, you know, I'm going to do something about that, I'm going to control the karma, so to speak, you're probably creating bad karma for yourself by doing that, instead of just saying, oh, all right, well, he's going to get his, but it's not my job. End of story.
Yeah, so let's talk about this. This is really cool shit. I'm glad we're talking about this topic. And it's also funny, just a second before we joined on this call, I didn't have the name karma for the topic of the episode. I had like, you know, you're creating a bad reputation or something, and I was like, reputation, right. We've already talked about this. So the karma thing was like a last second thing, but it changes the discussion so drastically.
It really does.
Which I love. All right, so here's an interesting thing. So I agree with I think your point of view of this. I typically, and in this case even, I don't think, what can I do right now to show this person? Like, that's not something that's like, I got upset with him, and it's really rare that I get upset or I get angry at somebody, but he has been annoying me for a long time. This is also probably part of this. Like, he's been, from afar, I've been annoyed about this person. And so now that I've got in touch and you know, he interacted in a very douchey way with us, I'm like, oh, you know, rationally, I went, let's leave this alone. It doesn't really matter. In the future, there might be an opportunity where he needs help and he's not going to get it, right? But he might never need help from me, right? I might never interact with this person again. And there's another example, another good example that I want to bring into this, because I have a question to you about this. There was a guy we had hired many, many years ago as a designer. You know, we talked about him in some episode in the past. He joined with like a signing bonus. He was really expensive, but we were really psyched about the work that he did. And then within the first 2 weeks, we realized that he had lied. The work that he showed us was not really his, and he wasn't doing work for us. He was remote. And so we let him go, but he was demanding the second part of his signing bonus and whatever, whatever. And we ended up, I called it like cost of doing business. We ended up paying him a bunch of money for him conning us, basically. And that was that. And, you know, again, there was a lot of energy or a lot of people in the company upset. We were a small team back then, a tiny team. And people wanted to write a blog post about him and wanted to really publicly shame him and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? This all is taking energy and focus away from our customers. Let's not do it. But then there was another guy that hired him, right? And like, I was surprised that they hired him. And like a long time later, I saw him at a conference. I was like, hey, is this designer still working with you? And he's like, no, he kind of didn't do a really good job and we had to part ways. And for a minute, I was like conflicted because I'm happy with just letting it go and being like, I'm not going to do business with him. We learned our lesson. There's a lot of things we learned from this on how to prevent it from the future. I don't want to have this energy in my life or this person. So let's not bother shaming him. But on the flip side, I saw him conning, I think, two SaaS entrepreneurs that I like. I'm not really good friends with, but I like. And I'm like, you know, maybe I could have stopped that from happening if I didn't just keep it to myself. And this person can go on conning founders because nobody's speaking up about it. So, you know, so it could be Mike, like shaming him publicly could make this whole like negativity and fighting with him and everything make that part of my karma. And I really don't want that in my life. But there's another side of me that's like, nobody speaks up and nobody does anything. It's also enabling him to a certain degree because he just goes on and fucks over more and more people because nobody's speaking up. Where are the lines there? Like, what, when, you know, how do you decide when to speak up or not, or how to, like, I don't see this as my role to stop people from getting jobs that I think didn't do a good job or anything like that. But I've thought about it in the past, especially with this designer guy, thinking maybe, you know, maybe I harmed the community by not saying anything.
Yeah. So karma is about accumulation.
Mm.
So do you want to accumulate more bad karma or bad karma period? Or do you want to just keep accumulating good karma or good karma period? So that's probably a good way to think about this. So to me, this is the way I look at it. And it goes more to like what you can do in that situation. So in that situation, I would say that like, as a industry or a community of startups and tech people, I really, and this as even as a manager, I think this is a good style. I really resonate with it, which is where you praise publicly and you criticize privately as much as you can. It can be hard to do, but it's very valuable. So think if you extend that to the situation or any situation, I think what this investor that you described did that started the whole thing, or one of the things that started the whole thing, was right. He criticized the people privately. I doubt that that person has shamed them publicly. So the way I look at it is, if that designer comes to that those two founders that, you know, are acquaintances of yours and you like them and all that, and you wouldn't want them to get screwed, it was their job to go figure out who you worked with and come talk to you.
Yeah.
And they could have easily figured out, oh, we shouldn't hire this person, right? And you would have been critical of the person. You would have been critical of the person privately. Everyone on your team would be critical of that person privately if asked, correct?
Correct.
So I think the public shaming and all that is a waste of energy, unless it's absolutely necessary because you're looking to create change. So you're not looking to create any change here. It's just one dude running around scamming people, right? And like some random designer, and there's a lot of designers out there. And like, you know, I think criticizing privately in one-on-one conversations or more is very useful and important, but that requires people to share and ask and do diligence, right? So that's the requirement. And then the privately, if you're actually praising publicly, some people will know when you don't praise somebody, right?
Yeah.
They'll just know.
Yeah.
And so what happens is, one of the things I've learned recently from a very good manager that I've hired is that what he does is that even when people are leaving, he makes it a point to really highlight them and their contributions to the business in a positive way. And that's public. And he's not lying. he means it. He I've seen him do this with folks who he has had a very hard time working with, but eventually they left the company. And before they leave, he writes a very thoughtful set of like 2 to 3 paragraphs about them and posts it in Slack publicly and really wishes them well. And I think there's an attitude about that that is karmically positive. It's not that he's lying about, you know, the person or their quality or anything. He's just literally doing that. So now think about it. If for this person that happens to just bounce, right? Like you bounced him, right? Had to get rid of him. There's nothing positive to say, right? But there is something you can say, which is we thought it would work out, right? But in you know, we were very excited, but in a short period of time, we learned that it's just not a great fit for us in terms of the person's work style, right?
Yeah.
And the person might have a better time somewhere else, right? So like that, so, but you might not even write anything about the person because it's a very negative experience. But my point is like, let's be positive publicly. Let's be positive. Let's praise people. And when we don't, people will know what's going on. And then be critical privately. And so if somebody doesn't ask you, if the last person that designer worked with was you and they don't ask you about that person, that's on them. I wouldn't put that on you and say you should have publicly shamed this person. Cause then you folks and your brand and you end up being that team, right? Or that brand that's willing to do that. And I would say that's a tactic that I would be only willing to do if I'm really pushed against the wall and trying to cause some change to happen. And usually it wouldn't be against a person. It would be against another company.
I love that. All right. This is beautiful advice. Nothing else to add to this. We'll wrap up this episode with your timeless wisdom. And we'll hear everybody very soon.
Watch your karma.
Watch your karma.